Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Atshalom. We're now on Masechet Tmura Daf Hey Amud Bet. At the very bottom of the Amud, continuing with our analysis of the dispute between Abaye and Rava about the efficacy of an act which is a violation of the Torah. So there's a flip of the last one that we read, which was makdish balimum lemizbeach. If you're makdish an animal which is actually fit for the mizbeach, but you're makdish the berakabayit, to Amar Rachmana, curiously, the Torah says, nedavata aseoto, a balmum, commit is a nedava, zekot sheberakabayit. That's referring to berakabayit. Course, and none, the Mishnah says, Amakrish Tunin, the Betakabayit, a priest who below Tase. There's a low Tase, which is you can only make a Nedava of a Balmum to Betakabayit, but if it's not a Balmum, it can't go to Betakabayit. Masha Sasui, nonetheless, it's good to you to the Rava. So Amalach Rava, Rava's answer would be, Makom Shtabu Balmum and the Gabayit's Bet, Rabu Tunin, the Betakabayit. Whatever answer we gave for the previous issue of Balimum and the Gavi Mitzbeach being a lotase, and nonetheless it's efficacious, the same thing allows Tumimim the Gavi Kabayit to be accepted by the Avad. Vare Gezel, theft, Rachman Amar lo Tigzol, the Torah says, don't steal. When it goes to the Tzimah San Kele, the Mishnah, the beginning of the ninth paragraph of Bava Kama, if you steal wood and you turn it into Kelim, meaning you made a Shinui in a Kli, Tzemer Lasan Gadim, you took wool and made it into clothes, B'shalim Kishata Gzela, you pay as per its value at the time of the Gzela, which means it really is yours, to you to the Rava. So Amalach Rava, Rava's answer would be, Shani Hatam Damar Kra Asher Gazal, in the case of the Asham Gzelot, you have to bring the Gzela Asher Gazal, meaning Kamash Gazal, as per the time you stole it. Well, Abaye says, I Asher Gazal, by the way, what's that for? Al Gzelot Shalom Osif Chomesh, Al Gzelot Shalavim Yanom Osif Chomesh. That Parsha of Asham Gzelot includes not only the Korban, but also the fifth you have to add. It's only Asher Gazal, that which you stole, but not if your father stole it and he died and you're bringing it in his debt. You do not have to pay the chomesh. Hay mashkon, a mashkon, a pledge which you're not allowed to take from the poor man. Rachman amar lo tavo el beito la'avot avoto. You can't come to his house and seize it. You have to wait till he brings it out. Unan machzirat akar b'alayv lachzir esha b'yom. But Metzia, you have to return the pillow for nighttime, and then you have to return his tools for working, like his plow during the day, meaning if you do seize it, the seizure is valid, and you only have to return that which he needs for that time period, not all of them. The Torah says, indeed, return, meaning the Torah is confirming that once you took it, it is a valid taking. If the Torah hadn't said Hashev Tashiv, again, Abaye has to now answer for the phrase which is Rava's defense. Hamena Isura Avad, I might think you did an Isur by taking it, Ibai Lo Nehadar, and it's sort of like what we said in the previous podcast about divorcing an Anusa. If you want to return it, fine. If not, also fine, Kamash Balan, that you have to return it. Okay. There is evidently a point here, the editors say that there was another version of this piece, but we don't have it. All right, pay out. You're not allowed to clear cut your field. None, but the Mishnah in Peah says, mitzvah pay off, rishmi nakama. The mitzvah is to take it from when it's up in the stalks. Loi frishmi nakama, if you didn't take it from the stalks, frishmi nakamarim, take it from the sheaves. Loi frishmi nakamarim, if you didn't take it from the sheaves, frishmi nakri. You could take it even from the granary, ad shalom mercho, until you flattened it out. Mercho, once you've done meruach, me'asro v'notein lo. It's already chayav and masrot, unlike what it was before. You have to separate masrot and give the poor man his due. Now, Meshuvah Yishmael, amruach mafrish min ha'isa, you could even take it as far along as the dough. But the point is that tiyuvta d'abaye. That means that Abaye has been disproven because your attempts to keep it didn't work. So, l'chabaye, shaniyat amarkwa ta'azov. The Torah says ta'azov twice, once in Parsha Kedosha, once in Parsha Emor, in the context of Peah, you have to abandon it. So the Torah is saying, even though you try to take it, it doesn't work. V'rava Malach, I said, Rava says, you know why it says ta'azov twice? Yesh lecha ziva acheret shekazu. There's another abandoning that works the same way. What's that? Now, mafkir karmo. If you disown your kerem, the tanya, mafkir karmo, we'll see the case. Mishkinim lashachar vitzro. You disowned your kerem at night, and the next morning you got up and you harvested it. What's the din? Chayav apparent of olot b'shikhalpe. You have to give all the matnotanim. Patur min ha-maaser, but you are exempt from maaser on that kerem. Okay, so Amar Rav Acha Bered Rav Ravashi. Now we're going to sum up the entire thing that we've seen over the last podcast and a half. V'hashta shanin kohani shinuyi. Now that we've given answers for all of these positions, the Baye Rav might plead. So where are Abaye and Rav are really disagreeing? When Abaye said komada Amar Achmana lo tavid yavid mahani, when the Torah says don't do something, if you do it, it's efficacious, and Rav said it's not, and the makot are for going against God's word. Where do they disagree? They agree about Peah, and they agree about Gezel, and they agree about Makdish Tmimi Nevedek Abayit, and Makdish Balimun Mizbeach, and they agree about Amon Lekoin Gadol, and they agree about everything that we've seen. So where are they disagreeing? So the first suggestion is Beribik Tzutzakari Palgi. They disagree about what happens if you take Ribit Oraita, when you lend, let's say, $400, and you're going to get $500 back. Can the fellow then sue to recover the $100? I mean, if you have regular ribita oraita, then the person can sue to get it back. Avak ribit ena yotze b'dayanim, but ribita rabbanan, you can't sue to get it back. And Rabbi Yochanan says, even ribita oraita, you can't sue to get back. So at this point, we would say that Rabbi Yochanan and Abaye are agreeing that when you did something wrong, but the deal remains a valid deal, and therefore the rebate is yours. And Rabbi Lezer would hold like Rava that said, no, it's not yours, and therefore you can get it back. Amarle, so this was Ravashi's, this is Ravashi's, it was Ravashi's answer, so Rachab Reid Rava came back and said to him, Hatam Vespara Pliki? Rabbi Elazar and Yochanan are not disagreeing about the conceptual application of doing something against the Torah. How to make right completely? They're disagreeing about a pasuk. It's like my time of Rabbi Yochanan. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say that you can't get it back? Amar Krai, the pasuk in Yechezkel, and that famous thing about what happens when there's a tzaddik, and he does everything great, and then his son is terrible. The son can't ride on the coattails of his father, and if that terrible son has a son who's great, the son will not suffer for his father's sins, etc. Lo yomar oda mashal b'Yisrael, avotach luboser v'shinevanim tikena. In it, he describes the terrible guy. It says, b'neshach natan v'tarbit lakach v'chai lo yichyat. The guy lends with rebate, you shall not live. Meaning, l'chayim nitan v'ol yishavon. Meaning, the punishment is death. God will take care of him. Not in Beit Din. So that's his proof. He has a different proof. That the Easter of Neshech is followed by the warning to fear God. Meaning, that's between you and God. You got to work it out, but Beit Din won't take it away. Rav Menachem has a parallel thing. In the description of that terrible guy, it says he does these terrible things. And the earlier pasuk, it says that this terrible guy we're talking about, the son of the tzaddik, is somebody who's a murderer. So the Torah sort of equates people who lend with interest to murderers to tell you, just like if you kill somebody, there's no way to pay that back. Same thing with Rabbi, there's no return. So that's where Yochanan has three different options of what his source is for saying that you cannot sue, but it's not because of an approach to mitzvot in general. When you violate it, it is an effective act or not, but it's because of a pasuk. So now let's fill in. Why does Rabbi Elazar say you can get it back? The prohibition against taking ribit is so that your fellow can live with you. So therefore, if you did take ribit, you have to give it back to him so he can live. All right. So back to that. What do Abaye and Rava disagree about? So the answer is Bishinui Kona. Now there's two different, very different ways of reading Shinui Kona, and Rashi brings both. The first one is to say that this is not the usual meaning in Bava Kama of what happens if you steal something, for instance, and and you make a shinui, whether or not that gives you a kinyan, and that Abaye says it does and Rava says it doesn't. That's the second explanation of Rashi. The first one is something very unusual and not the normal interpretation that we have, which is that when you violated God's law, was it effective? Which is another way of saying what they said. And that means it's a totally theoretical disagreement and not a practical one. Okay, Leishna Achrina, we have another version of this last discussion. Banishinu Shaninan, we have all these discussions. Bribi Ktsutsa, Shalabai, Lo Mahadu Ribit, Lo Mahadu Ribit. Based on the comparison that we tried to make with Ribit, so according to Abaye, you don't have to pay back Ribit. And according to Rava, you do. I mean, Beit Din can't get out of you. And according to Rava, they can. But that's not true because this is another way that we defeated that comparison. One way was to say that the Machlok Rabbi Yochanan Belazar was about Psukim. The other way is to say that you're wrong that Abaye and Rava disagree about that because Abaye and Nami Sovra Mafkin and Ribit Ktsutsa B'dayanim. Rabbi is actually the position that if you charged interest, that the Beit Din can then get it back from you. A certain case, a guy is coming to collect 4 zuz of ribit. So the guy is in his store, and he gives the malveh something worth 5. When we go to Beit Din to seize it back from him, we only could seize back 4. And the extra zuz, meaning that this garment was worth of 5, more than the 4 that he owed in Ribit, that you can't get back because that's a matana. Alright. Rava Mar Chamshav came in. Rava says, no, you got all 5 back. My Tama Kula Batart Ribita Kati Leyadeh. You pay him the whole thing for Ribit. The fact is there was more in it. You didn't have something worth 4, so you gave him the thing worth 5, but it was all his payment for Ribit. Either way, Abaye and Rava both agree that you could collect Ribit back, which means they both agree with Rabbi Elazar. And that means that issue of Ribit can't play in as the point of disagreement. So we come to the same answer that Rabbi and Rava disagree about Shinui Kona, again, according to the two different explanations that we had. Okay, that concludes the analysis of Rabbi and Rava. And now we're going to take a detour in the next podcast about the issue of Makdish Bale Mumin and various Isurim and different Chiyuvim for doing different things with Bale Mumin on Mizbeach, but we'll leave that for next time. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.